This is KBOO's daily COVID-19 report for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Joe Clement. Thanks to Alan Kahn for writing the headlines. Known cases of COVID-19 continue to rise as there are now close to 4,859,000 confirmed cases worldwide, with over 329,000 fatalities. The United States continues to lead the world in recorded cases with over 1,556,000 confirmed cases and 93,600 lives lost to the virus, according to Johns Hopkins University. As more states continue to relax social distancing orders, the U.S. reported 45,251 new cases on Tuesday, according to the agency. This is the highest one-day total of new cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Another 2.4 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week, the Department of Labor reported on Thursday. In total, 38.6 million have filed for initial unemployment aid since mid-March, when lockdowns began in full force across the country. That corresponds to 23.7% of the March U.S. labor force. Donald Trump has threatened to halt federal funding to Michigan and Nevada over the distribution of absentee ballots in those states amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Yesterday, Trump tweeted, quote, "Breaking Michigan sends absentee ballots to 7.7 million people ahead of primaries in the general election. This was done illegally and without authorization by a rogue Secretary of State. I will ask to hold up funding to Michigan if they want to go down this voter fraud path." End quote. Healthcare workers in Britain and Thailand have started taking part in a trial to determine whether two anti-malarial drugs can prevent COVID-19, including one that Donald Trump says he has been taking. The study, involving more than 40,000 healthcare workers across Europe, Africa, Asia, and South America, seeks to determine whether chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine could play a role in the fight against the coronavirus. The Navajo Nation has surpassed New York and New Jersey for the highest per capita coronavirus infection rate in the U.S., another sign of COVID-19's disproportionate impact on minority communities. The Navajo Nation, which spans part of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, reported a population of 1,073,667 on the 2010 census. As a result, with 4,002 cases, the Native American territory has 2,304 cases of COVID-19 per 100,000 people. This has been KBOO's daily COVID-19 report. Stay home, stay safe, wash your hands, and we hope you are healthy.